You're my birthday present.
Oh. Well, I got a vasectomy, so don't be thinking you're about to set me up. Instead of shooting blanks right now, baby. What? Fuck is that? Huh? Like the crackers? I think one of them fucking homeless people snuck into the show. Motherfucker's just talking to herself right now. I think one of them goldfish. I like spaghetti. Making no sense right now. You're not driving home, are you? Cops pull you over, you're gonna give the wrong answer. You know. You know how fast she was going? It's raining. Ma'am, do you know how fast you're going? Yes. I'm still trying to figure out, what did you mean by the goldfish?
I don't want the word
goldfish. Right?
That's
fish. Sacramento women are different. I don't know. I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't want no more kids, so I'll take a fish. Is that some freaky shit going on? I know swingers are upside down pineapples. What the fuck is a goldfish? Because I feel like I'm missing out on something right now. Well, happy birthday. Hope you get a fish. But it was funny because I was talking about something and she just felt the need of that very second. Hey, Gary, it's my birthday. I'll take a goldfish. And right now, her whole table's going, what the fuck are you talking about? Even her friends looking at her like, Cheryl, what the fuck are you doing?
No, goldfish, man. Look at it. It's fish and the gold and it's swim. You motherfuckers don't know. You don't know.
Well, hope that works out for you, man. Huh? She knows too much. Do you know what the goldfish means?
No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, nobody's heard of that? Nobody in this audience knows what the fuck the goldfish means? What does it mean? You Googled it?
Anal.
Oh, anal? Oh. I don't know why a dude yelled that out. That was weird. Like, that was... Because the woman yelled, I Googled it, and the guy was like, I got it, baby. Anal. Somebody... Looks like somebody just got out of Vacaville. Anal, baby. My Sally told me. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, no dude should have spoke up on that. And he had a lot of bass in his voice, too. Arnold. I'm just saying, man, don't knock it till you try. No. So... Well, you talking about goldfish. You talking about the goldfish going into your aquarium. Because them motherfuckers ain't going in my aquarium. What's that? To do the goldfish? Okay. Well, it's good to know. At least I learned a lot tonight. I thought I would expect this kind of question and answer at the late show, not the fucking 4 o'clock show. I thought this was the tame AARP... low. The fuck are you freaks out in the middle of the day for? I want you to stick it in my ass. What the fuck is goldfish? Ernie!
We celebrate Father's Day with no day.
You're fucking just the average dude fucking a woman in the pussy.
Nah, that's old school, motherfucker. Fucking man, woman, and a pussy. That's so 20 years ago. Out here in Sacramento, we get that goldfish, motherfucker.
Doesn't excite me, man. I'm like an anal. I guess some women like it. I don't know. I think every guy's, you know, I did a couple times with women. I ain't getting nothing out of it. I better go back in your pussy. I don't get the excitement of the asshole. Because you're just, in the back of your brain, as a dude, you're still thinking,
this motherfucker better be clean.
If I pull this motherfucking dick out, we're going to have problems.
It goes on the back of your head.
I'm doing this for you. See, you cleaned your aquarium this morning.
Crazy how I was talking about Diddy and it led to goldfish.
How old are you?
You're fine, Chris?
Your mom's watching all five of them right now?
What's the ages?
13, 10, 9, 7.
How many dads? I got two baby mamas. What the fuck? I'm not judging you, I'm really asking. The fuck? Why'd you get so offended? Motherfucker, one! I would ask a white woman that too. Oh my god, you just made it racial. I didn't bring race up. I was gonna make it racial in a few minutes, but I haven't got there yet. Where's the trans people when you need them? You see what happened? Why you ask me that? Because I'm black? No, but a little bit. What happened to the dad?
He's gone.
He just left?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's still in the kids' lives, though, right? Nope, just
she's
mom.
She's in their
life. Okay, so now he's got two moms. Well, that'd be good. At least Father's Day ain't got to do shit. You know? Like,
he just took Father's Day.
Yeah. Oh. What do you get dressed up? Hello, children.
Celebrate Father's Day.
For what? Just double bang Mother's Day.
Come on.
Double it. Get 2 days on Mother's Day. Get Saturday and Sunday. That's what you should do, okay? So nobody judging you. I got no room to judge, alright? So you know my story, so tell me, since I've judged you. Feel free to come back and judge me. What's yeah.
I know about all that.
Yeah.
I keep up with you. Like,
how did you hear about all this? Social media? Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was shocking though when they're gonna have twins. I was like, fuck. Especially at my age, all my kids are grown. I was like, fuck, I'm starting over. And then, you know, I did what every guy does though. Like she called me, she goes, Gary, I'm pregnant. I was like, alright, you know, I don't trip. I'm like, I'm at that age, life be life and we'll work it out. So then But then she called me a month later, and she's like, Gary, you're not going to believe this. It's twins. And I did what every guy does. I just put it on her. I said, all right, you're doing a lot right now. Like, I'm trying to be cool with this, but every month you call me with more bullshit. Everybody ain't got a mama that can watch all their babies. I gotta go on the road. You can't expect me to be there for everything. Might need you on Father's Day to fill in. Renadab.
I had a DM from a guy. He said his wife passed away. And he still came to the show tonight. Yeah, for real. Is he here? That's you? When's the funeral?
We have a celebration of life on August 9th.
How much is the funeral?
It cost me, I think, like $1,600 for the cremation and everything.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and cover it for you. You want cash? You want charge? You got your tattoo? Where's the tattoo at?
Right there.
That's solid. That's your wife?
That's my wife, yeah. 18 years. Yeah. You got two girls, 13 and 16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So is this $1,600, that's it?
That's just what it costs for the cremation and the urn and everything like that, yeah.
Anything else?
And everything helps.
All right. I got you.
I took a month off of work just to be with the girls and all that. So.
Okay. I'll make sure you're good. I'll cover you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Is she the one that knew me or you knew me? Oh, yeah. All right, we got you. Just stay after the show, all right? All right. All right. Okay, please don't fuck this up. That was a great moment.
Drake or Kendrick.
Please don't fuck it up.
We had a nice heartfelt moment. Excuse me. Read the room, bitch. I guarantee you his wife's like, shut the fuck up. She's up in heaven right now having a moment. I don't know.
I'm fucking with you.
What do you mean?
Like pick one?
Who's trying to
fuck?
Oh, yeah.
I think Nikki be a wild fuck. I'm gonna go with Nikki. Yeah, she be bossy.
Come on, harder.
Try,
motherfucker.
I think Sis would be more. Just come on.
Just come on, fill my G-food.
Yeah, Sis would probably be more sensual. But if you're trying to fuck, we're going to go with Nikki. Like one night stand, Nikki. Relationship, Sis. I don't think that's what you was asking, but that's what you got. So. I think you meant the music. I went a different round because somebody over here was like, who you trying to fuck? Anybody else got a thought-provoking question like that one?
And how do you two know each other then? Yeah. That's your wife? That's not the father. So this is IVF type shit? Oh, okay. So you just had a straw. You know, you'd be drinking and then you dip it. Isn't it like a long, like, string straw looking thing? And they just shove it up in there and whoop. Okay, you're pregnant. All your kids are like that?
My youngest
and the first. Okay, so just the second one like that.
The third.
My third. Okay. But the first two was dead. Okay. Sorry, I brought back a bad memory. She looked at you like, that's what happened. So, you got two dick babies and two straw babies. Why are you so offended, shitter? I mean, the two moms are laughing, but the shitter over here. Oh! Oh! Boy, she dropped that dude. She wide awake now.
goddamn Oprah Winfrey from The Color Purple. Sophia Holmes now! Oh!
My God, the dad has a resin. You gonna let her talk to you like that?
Well, that's good. So will you guys, will you celebrate Father's Day? Or no? Gonna let that slide with the the youngest two, they don't get to celebrate Father's Day. We get two gifts on Mother's Day, motherfucker. It's funny how the people I'm talking to are laughing, but between her and then this one woke up too. Oh, Gary! You realize this is called the Punchline, right? It's a comedy show. None of this shit's serious. But you guys, I'm sure your children are going to be fine. I mean, they got great sense of humor. You guys are laughing. But don't let this one get a straw. Don't let this one have a straw, baby. She's going to be wilding. Why were you so upset at that? Huh? Okay. Okay. Are you bipolar by chance? Because your whole attitude changed halfway through. Oh, no, it's all love.
Maybe. Maybe I'm this.
I'm sorry. Where did you, two ladies meet? Where do you guys work at? Yeah, well, where'd you work at when you met? Oh, really? Like, oh, you guys dealers?
No, we worked at, I was...
Cash Creek?
No, it was like food and beverage.
Food and beverage? Oh, just you servers? Who's out there? Cashiers and shit? Oh, okay. And then did you, who approached who? You was that her like, yo, men ain't shit? Listen.
I don't know, my baby daddy just ain't acting right.
They never act right. I saw a couple transgenders walking around downtown Sacramento today. Yeah, they're a funny group. You know, like, a lot of people will warn me, like, Gary, be careful, man. The LGBTQ, though, a lot of letters. I just can't keep up with all these letters they keep adding. I'm gonna stick with the P-U-S-S-Y. Focus on that, not worry about the other letters. I need a couple vowels when I talk about shit. I can't have a bunch of consonants. I don't know what that community's got against vowels. I bet you A-E-I-O-N-U is like, fuck you gay motherfuckers. You don't want to use one of us, bitch? You took a Q? Nobody fucks with Q. People always be like, be careful, man, because that's the one group that motherfuckers are worried to talk about. Like, there's backlash to it. I don't ever worry about it too much because they be like, Gary, be careful, man. You got to be careful. You're going about talk about transgender people. You just got to tread lightly. I'd be like, motherfucker, they don't come to my shows anyway. Like, literally, what's the worst that could happen? We show up tomorrow night, there's a bunch of motherfuckers in high heels, titties, and dicks. Back and forth between Mod Pizza and Starbucks. Fuck Gary Owen! Everybody's gonna be driving by. When the Monarchs get back? The funny part is, some of you are like, they left? Yeah, yeah, they're gone. Won a championship and dipped on your asses. That's what I'm saying. Nobody cares about the WNBA like that. You watch ESPN and go, no, it's important. I go, no, it's not. We give a fuck. We don't give a fuck about the WNBA. Did you guys know the All-Star game is like right now? It's literally right now, motherfucker. They are hooping right now. We don't give a fuck. They want to make the WNBA more appealing and maybe, like, you know, get some fucking fan base and some controversy. Their All-Star game shouldn't be East versus West. It should be lesbian versus straight. Like, what are they going to win? I go, ain't what they win, it's what they going to, if they lose. Them lesbians got to take some dick. Them motherfuckers ain't losing. They be balling out, dunking. Ah! Ah! Man, they really hate dick. Listen, I don't got no problem. There's no malicious intent. I just think every group, every segment of society deserves to be made fun of. You know, if you want to be inclusive, let's be inclusive. I can't make fun of black people, but I can't make fun of transgender. That's fucked up. You know, I applaud trans people. If you are that committed, you really know yourself. You know, when you, especially if you're a dude, you want to be a woman, you're going to cut your dick off. That's commitment. You have to applaud that. I just wonder, though, like you hear about guys going to war, right? And like they lose an arm or a limb. And then they come back and be like, they'll tell you, like, sometimes I feel it. I'll be in my bed and my leg will itch, but I don't have my leg anymore. You ever wonder? Like, the motherfucker's in bed, goes to scratch his nuts, and like, ah, oh, fuck. I ain't got my dick no more. All of a sudden, he's finger banging himself. I'm going to go scratch my dick. Now I'm playing with my clit. Is that where you guys met too? Oh, my bad. Sorry, Mom. My bad, Mom. It's good, though. It's good. Yeah. Feel that's my son, motherfucker. So where did you, how did you meet his father? A long time ago? Just tell me where. Sacramento?
Yes.
Okay. Was it the first night? You can tell us. Anybody judging you? He fucked his best friend on the first night? Yeah, this just got weird, Mom. I'm gonna stop drinking them Jägermeisters and get your ass some coffee real quick. She's about to tell everything. Well, it's fucking Rodney. It's always a motherfucking Rodney to fuck shit up. Yeah, fucking daddy's friend Rodney came over and parked his Harley in the fucking townhouse breezeway. Rodney wasn't shit and his dad came over and he said, I can't get this broke dick motherfucker out of my apartment. And fucking Harley and his dad, he drove a tow truck so he towed Rodney's Harley out. And left his number and I called him because then my car broke down on the 5 on the way to Fresno one day. I was going to see NSYNC in concert and he picked me up and that's how this motherfucker got here. I couldn't pay the tow truck so I had to pay other ways. And here we are just laughing about it a year later. Is that pretty accurate? What's funny is I'm making this shit up. She's going, whoa. And the son looked at me. You said it was a Honda, Mom.
We bought the tickets and she wanted to see.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. How you relate to her?
I'm her mother.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for coming, Mom. Sorry, I was.
Daddy, sister.
Oh, okay.
Oakland.
Well, that's where Max White's from, so we just lost her right there. So. Have a safe drive back. Oh my God. They keep dragging me back in. Fucking Oakland, that's a hella long drive.
No, I live here now.
Oh, you live in Sac now? Okay, good. You went to school with my ex-wife? At Skyline?
Skyline.
In Oakland? She went to Skyline. Yeah. Did you really go to school with her? Because you got me worried. I want that motherfucker texting her right now. Nah, he ain't saying nothing. How'd you feel when you heard the shit hit the fan? Yeah, please. This is about to get good.
I watched your
reality show.
Yeah. And you are a very good
husband. Yeah, I know. Keep talking, mama. Keep talking. You got a good mama. Okay.
The fact that I watched the show,
okay.
And I'm so happy that the children came back to you.
Yeah. Yeah, my son's here now. He in the back. He in the back. He's on Bumble. Just trying to swipe. You want to hear the funniest shit? I'm sorry I'm putting everybody's business out there tonight. My son's on Bumble. He comes to Sack. He fucking, he's swiping on his phone. He fucking matched up with the opener.
He walks in the green room and he goes, what the fuck?
I swear to God, I'm God! There's no way this is happening! So we'll see what happens. She might be... She might be on the road with me. So. That was the funniest shit. I'm sorry I'm cussing so much in front of your baby. I apologize. How many months?
Six.
Oh, so the ears. Are they in at six? The ears? Have you ever get sonograms? They're all weird looking. And you're like, what the, that's my child. Everybody ain't got no eyebrows yet. Ears, no nose. You ever get them sonograms? The baby's looking dead at the camera. Let me out! Don't post this shit on the internet, all right? Please. Because sonograms are weird looking. Right? Mom's always you doing that. Look at my baby! Man, oh my God, looks just like you. Fuck you. Fucking don't look like me.
You don't drink?
I'm pregnant.
Oh, you're pregnant. Okay, sorry about that.
But did you get pregnant because you were drinking? First child?
Fourth.
Oh, fourth. Oh, you're a vet. Yeah, one's gonna fly right out. That fourth baby just comes flowing out of that motherfucker. Push! I don't have to, Doc. Just tell me when. That first one, them women be pushing. That fourth one, what time you want the baby being born? What do you want, like 12:56? Got it. 12:55, you just... Boy, you good. All of them planned?
Yes.
There was a pause. The first one wasn't, was it? The first one's never planned. Yeah, my first one wasn't planned. I got two 2-year-olds, twins. That shit wasn't planned at all. At my age... I don't know, shit. Shit happens, man. Pussy good. That's what people always try to make it up. Yeah, I was irresponsible. I said, that pussy was fire. Women don't know. Men know. Men don't ever look at other men like, that was irresponsible. How could you do that? Your other kids are grown. Are you just going to have new kids? I go, no, that pussy. Oh, I didn't know it was like that. Because, you know, at my age, when you get a girl pregnant, that shit, yeah, I ain't a teenager. Teenagers just, they have no control. I'm like, at my age, you know when that shit's coming, man. That shit's the tortoise and the hare, and I'm the tortoise. Just slow and steady. I felt it. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Ooh! I'm fucking like honey. That's not a rush nut, I'll tell you that at my age. You wanna hear the funniest shit? I'm sorry I'm putting everybody's business out there tonight. My son's on Bumble. He comes to Sack. He fucking, he's swiping on his phone. He fucking matched up with the opener. Ha ha ha!
He walks in the green room, he goes, what the fuck?
I swear to God, I'm God! There's no way this is happening! So we'll see what happens. She might be on the road with me. That was the funniest shit. Why did you and her father break up? Oh, he was cheating? It happens. Doesn't make you a bad guy. Was he a good provider? He didn't abuse you? That's not a big deal, you know? It had nothing to do with you. I hope you know that. That was something within him that he had to release. It was not an indictment of you at all, so don't take that personal. And I love how you're handling it, because I wish my ex was doing what you're doing, just hanging out laughing. My ex still be at the show. Fuck you, bitch. That's why your ass didn't sell out 13 shows, motherfucker. You're her teacher? Really? Like the high school scream teacher? No, we do Jason. We do Freddy Krueger. Don't make me think of you, bitch. What kind of teacher?
I teach permanent makeup.
Permanent makeup. Oh, it kind of doesn't come off.
Yeah.
You sew that shit in there. Tattoo it and shit?
Tattoo.
Dang, really? You got to really commit. Like, you want your eyebrows like that? You got to commit to that shit. Surprise! What's your business called? You can shout it out right now.
Camo Glam Beauty.
Camo Glam?
Beauty.
If you don't see it.
Camo Glam. Is that your eyebrows? Could be. Hey, everybody in the 916. You sick of plucking your eyebrows? Come on down to Camo Glam. What are you?
Indian.
Indian? Which kind? There's various Indians. Like from India?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you get the sack from India?
On a plane.
How long was the flight?
16 hours and then 8 hours.
Where was the layover at? Where?
Taipei.
Taipei?
Yeah.
I used to mess with this chick. In Taipei. What? Where is Taipei? I've never heard of that.
I have no idea.
Was it in a different country though?
Taipei.
Taipei? That's not what she said. Taipei. Don't be acting like I'm fucking wrong. Somebody got mad and back. It's Taipei. It's Taipei. She said Taipei. Were you? Was it Taipei? Okay, he was young. He was 5. Yeah, it was Taipei. So I've fucking been telling people for the last 25 years. Now I came from Taipei. And I escaped the Taipanese army. How did you guys all meet? How did this whole table come together?
My best friend and her husband.
Okay.
My husband's grandma.
Oh, okay. Aww. So your husband's black?
Yeah.
Huh. I would have not guessed that. I wouldn't guess that. I would have said Taipei. I would have said black. I said, you have a Taipei husband? What's this say? What's your arm say? What's that mean? Oh, shit. But you didn't get the extra chicken. You bougie motherfucker complaining. Miss Couture needs her chicken. on her nachos. Fucking kind of ghetto superhero. The Louis Vuitton store is closed, not for Miss Couture. I've got trunks, I got bags, I got purses. Anything you want, Miss Couture's got it. How many tattoos do you have, Miss Couture?
Not a lot.
Yeah. Did you just hit both your titties?
I did.
What do your titties say?
My daughter and my OBS.
You put your daughter on your tit? That's an interesting place to put your daughter. This is where you started eating. This was your first IHOP right here. Don't you ever forget, this is the Rudy Tootie. Fresh and fruity for the first year of your life. Daughter on my titty. No, I don't want to see your titties. I'm fine. I was just asking. Oh my God, Miss Couture, I expected more from you. Miss Couture, don't be showing her titties to everybody. What are you guys doing now? You guys?
Hanging out.
Okay. Have you guys, like, experimented a little bit?
Close.
What's that mean? Snort some cocaine off my puss. Now, I don't know why your boyfriend ever broke up with you. I saw that happen one time. That was wild. I saw it as a wild night one night in Tampa, Florida. Like, we were just partying. All of a sudden, I looked over. This girl's got her fucking pants down. Another girl's doing coke right off her pussy. I go, I love my life. That's all I said. I got the best job in the world. My problem is I can't hide my excitement. Most guys be like, yeah, I seen you snorting that cocaine out there, pussy. That's not what I did. Oh my God! High five, girl.
Thanks.
My ex-wife wanted $44,000 in alimony every month. Ain't no pussy worth that much. Ain't no pussy worth $44,000 a month. And ladies, if you're in the audience right now and you feel like your pussy is worth that much, please stay away from me. You are better than me. You got it, your world. Ain't nobody trying to talk to you. Like, honestly, what the fuck we got to talk about? And you think your pussies were $44,000 a month? Not a goddamn thing, I'll tell you that shit. I'm like, I wouldn't did that. If she made more money than me, and I would have never been like, I want $44,000 a month. No, I know what my dick's worth this stage of my life. About $1,500 and some change a month. Probably could have got a little more, but I got a vasectomy, so there's some wear and tear on it now. I don't got no diesel engine. I got a Tesla down here handling business. Shooting blanks like a motherfucker. I got a fucking BB gun down here. Bigger than a Tootsie Roll. Yeah, it's more like a payday. Salty, sweet, and full of nuts, baby. Fuck yeah, boy. Get it. Show up tomorrow, you're gonna be at some fucking speakeasy. She's over there.
Went to a comedy show. He talked about a lot of gays. Found out his dick ain't small. It looks like a payday.
That's funny. The singer's over there. Funny shit. Yeah, that's a lot. 44, I was like, I remember my lawyer called me, like, yeah, you sitting down in the year.
You ain't gonna believe this shit.
Well, you must be out of your mind. Why? 44,000? And she wasn't swallowing? In what world do we live in? Fucking Mossback. 44K, I might pause if you would. I literally told my lawyer that. I go, she don't even swallow. My lawyer went, what? This is outrageous. You mind if I bring that up in court? I don't give a fuck. You feel like it's going to save me some money? Bring that shit up. We had a female judge. I want to look at the judge. The audacity to ask for that amount of money. It's funny. You, why didn't you put your arm around her right when I said, she didn't even swallow? You was like, baby. Before you get any idea, just know, that's what it takes in this day and age. You say, since you're the tattoo artist, what's the right here is the easiest, and the back side. You have a whole black girl on your back? What does that mean? You love us, sis, so it's just a random black girl. You don't know who it is. Ooh, I know you showing that bitch off. I know you was at CIAA like, ladies. Excuse me, anybody know where Starbucks is? She naked? A little bit naked? That'd be good. I'm sure she's got an ass. Titty, fat ass. Damn, dude. You cannot judge a book by its cover. I would have never guessed this man. He was like, she got an ass. Fat ass. Fucking, the voice changed, though. What's the easiest place for a tattoo? Oh, right here is pretty good. She got an ass. Fat ass. Huh? Oh my God, there's always one. And what's up? He got blackface on his back? No, he ain't gonna just show it. You gotta work for that motherfucking back. Don't fall for the peer pressure. Do you wanna show it? I ain't gonna make you show it. You wanna show it? You trying to get some pussy. Yeah, you wanna show it. Come on up, you can show it. It's not done. It's not done yet. Ooh, look, it's got an afro. Ooh, it's like Foxy Brown. Yeah. Blue eyes? You gave her blue eyes? Blue eyes. I saw what you did there. Got the White Walker from Game of Thrones. Turned her black, motherfucker. So how long did that take? 11 hours in. Damn. The joke's right there, but I'm gonna leave it. I can say, even the black girl tattoo running late. You should have had that shit done last month, bro. I told you it was too easy. I'm sorry. We're not gonna post that part of the show. You guys are happily married, though, obviously, right? Or you're just dating? Okay. How long has it been going on now? Two years? What does that mean, give or take? In the beginning, he was giving it, and you was taking it from somebody else. It's a little give and take in the beginning. He was giving his shit away. I was taking it from somebody else. Is that what happened? Because neither of you denied it. Both of you just sat there and went. Happens, man. That's the tough part about relationships, man, the beginning. Because the woman, she got other dudes she's talking to, and the dude got other girls he's talking to, and you slowly got to, like, get rid of them. But it's tough. It's tough. It's do be like, oh, but her head game. Oh, but she got a fat ass. Like, it's hard to just let them all go at the same time. You really might like this motherfucking chick. And you'd be like, well, but...
Okay, just one more for the road.
It's rough.
You know what I mean? But
hope you guys will make it. Are you guys living together yet? Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Okay, you guys are definitely still fucking other people right now. So. Why are you looking at him? You telling on yourself. You telling on yourself right now. Trying to direct all your motherfucking shit.
Who you fucking, what bitch are you fucking?
He looking, I ain't fucking nobody. Now there's this one girl comes over and fucks me.
But I don't get on top. She rides me. You the only girl I get on top, baby. She just rides me. Do you have any transgender friends, either of you?
Nope.
Not that I know of. Huh. That's a scary thought. I think somebody just popped in your head. Nope.
Wait a minute. Not that I know of, man, but... You know that one at the family reunion last year? I was wondering...
You know, who is it? Now you looked at him like, Mama, you know. What's that? You're more confused than your non-binary friend is. You had a non-binary friend. What the fuck was this? I thought you had some sunflower seeds in your head.
We don't know what the fuck he is. Every time we play Shirts and Skins, he always keeps his shirt on. I know that shit.
It's a friend or a relative? Oh, okay. We all got that. We got those relatives when they come out the closet and shit. We're not surprised. I don't know why gay people are... They always want to make announcements. Motherfucker, we know. You're killing me. Like, remember Rosie O'Donnell did a whole episode? The cliffhanger. She goes, I'm gay. I go, motherfucker, the surprise was you were straight. We all knew he was gay. If Rosie O'Donnell be like, I like dick. I'm like, what? We all know. You know what I mean? I think most women have an inclination to, because you hear about Atlanta. They go, if you're a dude, you're a straight dude. They're like, go to Atlanta, man. There's a lack of dick.
There's all these gay dudes running around. The women, they don't know. I was like, motherfucker, they know. How you not know, motherfucker? Dude's always hitting it from the back and missing. Oops.
Why you?
Sorry. My bad, baby.
Oh, that's funny as shit. Well, this is when you know you're getting old, when they had a 3 o'clock show. If ever I was in denial, I'm getting up there. When you're young, they'd be at midnight shows and comedy club. Hey, you want to add a... Because they called me and they said, yo, the show's sold out. You want to add a show on Saturday? I said, yeah. I'm assuming. 10:30, 11. They were, yeah. I looked at... I didn't know until I got here Thursday. I said, 3 o'clock.
I said, we don't think your crowd's going to make it to the midnight shows.
Oh, Comedy clubs never say midnight. They add 11:59. That's what it gives you. Oh, it's still Saturday. I was like, oh my God, dude. 3 o'clock, man. Well, we here in the basement. Feel like we all on punishment right now. Like, everybody up there getting the sun and stuff. We down here. This really is an unfinished basement. This club refuses. Just got outlets on the ceiling. Just in case you want to charge your phone. Got these exposed wires. All we need is like a heavy bag, a Peloton, and a washer and dryer down here. An old Jake DeLome jersey hung up. It's a little scary down here. Oh, thanks for coming in the middle of the day. Glad you could break away from brunch at Kitchen and Cocktails to come join me. Good catch. That's a good catch. You used to play sports?
That was a good catch. So your hand-eye coordination is right there.
Look at your dude looking over there. Yeah, she be kissing that shit. You didn't see the way he bowled up.
Yeah, I know.
Skills. You're catching it all. Huh? You're a chef at the hospital? And give up a bunch of them delicious dishes. How are you a chef at a hospital? You want oatmeal or bread? I went to the hospital some fine dining. I'm a chef. Wait, let me go ahead and put that in there. This is my finest dish. For you, Mr. Rodney, go ahead and enjoy that Salisbury steak with the peas. You ever got a little whole wheat roll right there, got a little butter on the side. You a rectangle, buddy? I'm sure an amazing chef at the hospital. Ain't nobody ever left the hospital, but that fool was popping. In your hospital it is. I am laughing. And everybody's laughing with me. I'm fucking acting like she had Eddie V's and shit. Yeah, I'm the head chef at First Memorial. Yeah, my pancakes, you get shot, my pancakes be hit. I love it when we get a gunshot victim in because they love my pancakes every time. What's your special dish? What's the one that you're like, wait till they, this might bring this motherfucker back to life. This motherfucker in a coma, go ahead and put that in two, put that in VT.
Is that banana pudding in his tooth?
What would you say your number one hospital dish is? Shrimp and grits at the hospital. I bet you those things are popping. You guys love grits down here in North Carolina? I swear to God, I ain't never seen so many grits. Every restaurant got grits. I went into Burger King. You want grits? Burger King got grits? Down here in North Carolina, we get grits in every restaurant. Oh, was it my cousin Vinny down there? Shrimp and grits. What hospital is this? We can stop by and get Matthews, what? Oh my God. Everybody here went, oh no, don't go there. Don't go to that one. You ain't gonna make it at that hospital. That's why your shrimp and grits are popping. You got nobody to vouch for you. Everybody dead. Like, you got motherfuckers on death row type.
It's gonna be the last shrimp and grits you ever eat.
You might as well say it's your favorite.
Shrimp and grits at the hospital. All right, just for shits and giggles, what's your second best dish?
I can't wait to hear this shit.
Now, my grilled cheese. I put a little pesto in it. Well, thank you for coming, Wolfgang. Appreciate it. And who is this person next to you? Is that one of your clients? Oh, that's a cook. You, okay. Okay, what? That's weird. That's your cousin. Have you had her shrimp and grits? How are they? Huh? They're delicious at the house. Mm. Yeah, they probably do taste better when you're about to die. I would think shrimp and grits be hitting on your deathbed. No, I will not come to your house. What the fuck in the Black Widow is going on here? You're gonna have me in the back of your goddamn house tied up like in the Misery. You like my shrimp? You like my grits? Ah! Are you guys married?
No.
Okay. Just dating?
That's good.
Just friends? Oh. Is one of you gay? I've never seen a guy and girl just hanging out. Nobody's trying to fuck at all. You never fuck? Took her to ball. Weird. So you guys ride together? You met here. You guys, and you've been friends. This ain't some online shit. Like, you know each other. How long? 15. So, have you been to his place? Never went inside. Guarantee that motherfucker got a dark room, pictures all over that motherfucker.
She's coming back again.
He probably got a shrine in his bedroom. There's candles all over the place. I can't wait to see it tonight. Probably got you on a pillow. This is how I would kiss you if you was in my bed right now. Where did you guys meet at? Church or something? Where? Where do you work at? At a call center? What kind of call center? People just call. Hey, what's going on? I'm bored. What are you guys doing? Huh? Oh, okay, so people trying to get their internet hooked up. Maybe just in a cubicle next to you. You want anything, Drake? I'm going to the vending machine. Would you like some chips? They just got the Cool Ranch in on the vending machine. The Cool Ranch. I'll get it. Don't worry about it. He's trying to fuck. I don't know if you know that. He wants to hit that bad. If he ain't gonna say it, I gotta say it for him. When did you guys stop working at the call center? Yeah. So you guys haven't worked together in 10 years, and you're still just platonic friends. Okay. I think you guys should try it. Just give it one go around, but talk about it. Look, don't make this awkward. Just put it in. Let's see how I feel after a couple pumps. That's all it's gonna take. He's been waiting 15 years. Oh. I dreamed of this. First time I saw you at that call center. I've been thinking about this day since 2010. Damn, when you guys were dating, Cam Newton was still in college. Motherfucker's done retired, moved on, got a podcast, still ain't hit it. Motherfucker left the Panthers, came back. The basketball team went from the Hornets to the Bobcats. There's a lot that's happened in 15 years. The only thing that hasn't happened is them legs spreading open. So that man right there, he wants that shit. Look at you. You already took off your glasses. Take something else off. You on your way. You are on your way. Do you guys have the machine at the table, or you still take it back? You guys take it back to the machine? You know they have, you can bring it to the table now. I don't know if the comedy doesn't want to splurge. I know you've put so much into the decor. You probably don't have any extra money to get the credit card machines, the handheld. They're still old school. They back there with the thing. We're out of ink. We're out of ink. There's probably like some YNs in here, like, what the fuck is that? It's an old credit card swiper. Back when those two met. Oh. So when you guys are leaving, you guys are waiting to get in your separate cars tonight to go home. Just look at him and be like, you heard what Gary said about sinning, right? It's okay. We're still going to get into heaven. It's okay. I hope he does, man. I really hope he does. I do too. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome tomorrow. You're on Facebook. It happened! A bunch of hand claps. You know, a bunch of prayer hands. God is good. Came through finally. You got this whole club room for you tonight, brother. It's just one night. It's just one night. Not a big deal. You got your whole life to live. Just one night. Tomorrow you wake up, it's over. Damn, there's all these girls. Damn! Damn! You got black women, white women. Look how you're bringing races together. Damn!
Hit that shit, bitch!
Damn! That was a white doing. Damn! I can't see over there, but I know that was a white girl that yelled. Dead. Her dude's saying, shut up, man, shut up.
Man, I just want her to dead.
Look, she's trying to help you and everything. She got out of her seat.
Just close your eyes and go to a happy place.
Just close your eyes, bend over, and go, it's Idris Elba! It's Idris Elba! It's Idris Elba! Yeah, you guys married?
You guys married?
28 days.
Oh, you almost all 20 days you're getting married. That's dope. There you guys, the big wedding. How many bridesmaids? Damn. You know he didn't want that. He did not want that. You gotta pay per head for the food? Or is it just use buffet style?
Yeah, that was the way to do it.
That was a smart way to do it. So who'd you pick? Sisters?
I have a sister, both of them, both of them, like
friend?
Brandon.
So you didn't want to piss nobody off. You cut one cousin off, and she mad?
Yeah.
Dudes ain't like it. Dudes don't want to be in the wedding. We be mad with the motherfucking asses. Oh, my fucking God, bro. I'm gonna go drink and look at the hoes, man. The fuck you got me up here doing fucking personal pictures? Dudes be mad as fuck at them wedding pictures afterwards. It take like an hour. Man, I got fucking hoes in there, man. The girls be taking their time. The girls be in there mad because they wasn't in the wedding. The dudes mad because they are in the wedding. And the dudes in the wedding, they want to talk to the girl that's mad. Cause they know she vulnerable. Man, fuck them hoes, man. You better look at an older bridesmaid. I couldn't keep my eye off you. I was up there and everything. I didn't even hear the vows. I was looking at you. You guys related? How? The aunt and the niece. So you're... mom, your sister, is her mom. Okay, that's good. So basically your sister got her back blown out to have that baby girl right there. Look at that. You just realized your mom fucked your dad? What just happened there? The way she said, ah! Yeah, your mom fucked your daddy. She did. I know you like to think it's an immaculate conception, but that is not what happened. Your daddy blew your mama's back out. And here you are having delicious barbecue wings with your aunt. Look at God. Just brought you to this point. Who's that lady keeps slapping you? Who keeps, do you know her? She keeps slapping the shit out of you. I heard your mama got good pussy. There's a legend around Charlotte about your mama. You think them wings are good? According to your daddy, they don't taste like your mama's pussy. Do you know her? Okay, because I was like, why is she slapping the shit out of you?
I told you your mama had good pussy, girl.
It's hard to get mad. Stop saying my mama got good pussy. Mama ain't got good pussy. Who is that? Who's that lady? That's just a friend. Okay. That's good. Can you come over here? Ma'am. Damn. He said, please come here. You walked away. I saw it. I'm trying to get another drink.
Hey, let me get some of them good pussy barbecue wings.
That's what we own right now. That's what we own. Does semen hold nutritional value? I'll be hearing that. I'll be on TikTok and they'll be like, there's protein and shit in it. Huh? You're supposed to? There's no studies? Did you say it's 10 points on Weight Watchers? What the... That's the best response ever. No, it's only 10 points on Weight Watchers. So, it's strawberry milkshake or none. It's up to you. You can eat some Greek yogurt, 3 blueberries, or just take a load in the mouth. It's up to you. So half a scoop of Greek yogurt, 2 blueberries, a little nut. It's good. It's only about 125 calories right there. Is it really? Is that on the chart? Okay, what do I want to eat today? There's a girl looking at it.
Okay, I'm gonna have some sweet potatoes, some ground beef, a little honey in it, a little avocado. I'm still way on.
You dude just sitting there, how far under? I'm at. You over 10? You over 10? Okay.
I got in trouble, probably about 8 years ago I got in trouble. Because I got a special needs cousin named Tina, and I talked about her. You know her, bro? What the fuck? Why you put your head down like that? You know my cousin Tina. You know Tina? I heard her head game's crazy. That shit stay wet. It's too far? Okay, let's get back. I'm just trying to gauge where I can go with the crowd. It's early, all right? Why did you laugh like that? I haven't even got into the joke yet. Did you just get a babysitter or something? You can tell a motherfucker just gets out the house. My cousin's special needs. The fuck you laughing at, Bill? Yeah. Man, I'm happy to wait for my kids, man. I just want to know other people going through some shit too, man. So. Oh, I didn't see the basket. I literally thought you ordered one wing. I said, damn, you a daddy on a budget. Just get one wing. So, are you guys married? Oh, okay, sorry. I fucked this whole table. I'm sorry. I kept looking at you. Like, why is your body language all away from your husband? I realize you guys sat across from each other. Do you four know each other, though?
Now we do.
Oh, you just met tonight. It's different. Usually they would sit the husband and wife next to each other, or the two husbands would sit next to each other. What in the upside down pineapple is going on here? Are you in the lifestyle? Well, might as well try it. Yeah. They sat down. Oh, okay, you guys were there.
They were there first.
Oh, they were there. Then you guys, they didn't start it. You started it.
No, they were here first.
Right. So you decided to sit next to him.
No, they sat up here.
Okay, but you could have sat there. You could have sat next to the woman. Look at you blaming other motherfuckers. Oh my God, you're the first black Karen I've ever met. Looks like his family's wore off on you. Just telling and shit. You're not even correct. It's their fault they sat here first. Well, you could have sat next to her. No, they just sat us here. No, there ain't no way that was assigned seating. You ain't in detention.
Not on my birthday.
Oh, today's your birthday? Is it today? Today. Okay. Well, you know how black people do. Not on my birthday. It's today. It's July 1st. But we decided we're going to go out tonight. So.
You look like you could run some software in Germany. For real. You look smart as shit. Yeah. Where'd you go to college?
Syracuse University.
Yeah. I knew what it was. You didn't have to put the university on it. He must think I'm stupid as shit. Syracuse University. Oh! Syracuse Waffle House. Syracuse Waffle House. Did you go to Syracuse also?
No, I'm Poughkeepsie. I'm also New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You went to Poughkeepsie College?
Between Albany and New York.
What was the school called?
UNC Charlotte.
Even the gay guy was like, fuck this dude, man. A gay guy walked out on a man. I've never seen that happen. He's like, oh, fuck this guy. Where are you going? I might try pussy tonight. I don't know. If this is what the men are like around here, I might dabble tonight. I'm just kidding, bro. I know he's not going to drink a pussy. He'll probably be dry heaving the whole time.
Ah. Oh, God. This is
so nasty.
What the fuck is all this?
And the girl like walks over with the nut and wipes the nut on Diddy's nipple. Who the f- you come back during that? Really? This is when you walk back. Did someone say nut on a nipple? Well, sign me up!
Did you used to be in the military or something?
Cemetery.
Cemetery? Where are you from?
I'm
mother.
Your mother? We're from the same place. That's weird. I thought there was a language barrier first. He goes, cemetery. My mother. I went, oh. What country?
Germany.
Germany. All right. Wow, that's wow. Where'd you guys meet?
At a special professional agency called Tinder.
Tinder? Nice. Was you searching for a black girl, or you just like, fuck it?
I lived in Berlin.
You lived in Berlin? You guys met in Berlin?
Yeah.
Oh, so she must have been the only black one on the app. Look. I'm gonna try it. It's different. Would you meet here and be like, I love Jesse Owens? He fucked us up. Where did you guys meet 24 years ago?
He's my boss.
Where at?
My first job is sub shop.
You said a sub shop?
Yep, first job.
He was running that shit?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever fuck at a sub shop? Yeah, you know you did. Yeah, he was closing that bitch up. He held up the 6 inch and the foot long. Which one? I know you. I know you're used to the white, but would you like to try the whole wheat? I named my son Rome. You better not name your son Jared. Fucking at the sub shop. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Everybody's fucked at the job. I've fucked at comedy clubs before. Not this one. I mean, I've been doing this shit 28 years. Yeah, I fucked at a comedy club before. It's wild though when it happens, because it didn't happen a lot, but it happened. Because sometimes you can't hear till your name gets announced. I ain't gonna lie, it's happened before. I've been like, ah, oh, you gotta be shitting me right now. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Thanks for coming out tonight. What's up? I'm over. Do you work at a nursing home?
No, but I work in healthcare.
Oh, healthcare?
Yeah.
Old men be hollering? Yeah. Can't be mad at them, right? Is this your dude?
It is.
Do you tell him? Yeah. No, I have some 95-year-old. What the fuck? Can you imagine? I didn't know. I'm sorry, no disrespect. Say it again, motherfucker. Oh, please. What do you do in healthcare?
I'm
just a nurse at a hospital?
No, I work in a practice. So.
You practice nursing?
No, I work at a practice. I work at neurology and
sleep. What is that?
I work in neurology and sleep, so it's like a doctor's office.
Also, people that snore, I'm trying to figure out why they snore type shit.
They stop breathing or they...
Or stop breathing.
They wake up or they can't go to sleep.
Oh, you like do sleep studies?
Yeah.
What an amazing job. Here, lay down, and we're going to record you. You're coming home, baby. It was a wild day. This one motherfucker rolled over 3 times. Oh, my God. I am wore out. I'm more tired than the people that were sleeping. You're sitting there like security at the airport just watching people sleep. You put the CPACs on and shit.
Yeah.
I snore when I drink, I've heard. Men are in denial a lot of times. I don't fucking snore. The fuck you mean? I used to say that. You snore? Yeah, my girl was like, motherfucker, you be snoring. I said, no, fuck, I don't. How the fuck I know? I hate it when women record you. Motherfucker, this is you.
My shit sound like a fucking Amtrak. I said, that's me? I saw putting out hostage tape. Does that work? Does that shit work?
Is shit on your mouth? You got to put a mouth.
You use it too, bro?
No.
Okay. What's that? Tape? Yeah, the hostage tape?
It works.
I said, I don't know how this became a sleep study with the nurse. I don't know, but motherfuckers are all over the place. He was like, yeah, I use it. He was like, I use tape. Scotch. Scotch. No, not scotch tape, bro. Hostage. It's a brand called hostage tape. Motherfucker gonna be going home tonight. I'm not snoring. I'm gonna wake up.
There was a young man found dead in his apartment.
Scotch tape all around his mouth. His nose.
And that was This Past Week in Comedy. Drop a like, leave a comment, and subscribe for more.